We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Yud Beis, Dvarim HaPoslim B'Tzitzis. Here we're going to discuss when tzitzis get cut and they get smaller, and we have referenced this various times already in Hilchos Tzitzis, but now we'll see the halacha. So the Mechaber says, in the beginning of Siman Yud Beis, Sif Aleph, Im Nifsehu Kol Chutei HaKonof, if all of the strings of a corner got cut off, V'Nishtayir Bohen Kidei Anivas Kol HaChutim HaPsukim B'Yachad, and there remained in each string enough that it can be wrapped around, it can be made a bow around all of the strings that were cut together, kosher. The Mechaber says then it's kosher. So if all the strings on one corner get cut off, as long as every string, we'll see exactly what that means, as long as each string is a kedei aniva, and we'll see the Be'er Halacha says that kedei aniva is 2 gudolim, which is about 4 centimeters. So if it's that long that it could be wrapped around all the other strings that are cut, so it will be kosher. V'im lo nishar kedei aniva, and if it is not left over with that amount of a kedei aniva, then the Mechaber continues on the next page, afilu b'chud echad shenifsa kulo pasul. Even if only one string is cut too much and it doesn't have kedei aniva, it's going to be pasul. What gets a little tricky is that we know that there are only 4 strings, they're folded over into 8. So really each string has 2 parts. So when the Mechaber says that if one string is cut that it doesn't have kedei aniva, it means in either side of that string, which the Mechaber continues on the top of page 46 and says, Hilkach, therefore, kevin shekol echad kafel l'shnayim, since each of the 4 strings is folded into 2, im nifsaku shnei rashim, if 2 heads of strings are cut off, it is pasul. Why? Because shema nifsak chud echad. Because we're concerned if you have 8 strings hanging down, you don't know what's what, and you see 2 of your strings get cut and there's not a kedei aniva on either one, they might in fact be from the same string and that string will not have a kedei aniva and therefore the tzitzis will be pasul. However, the Mechaber then says, Ulefi masha anu nohagin ledaktik be'es asiyah satzitzis, lase simon ba'arba rashim. But according to our custom, that we are exacting at the time of making of the tzitzis, that we make a sign on the strings, that we always have four of the same on one side and the other 4 halves of those same strings on the other side. Be'inyan shel olam ha'arba rashim hei mitzad echad. We always have 4 independent strings on one side. Right? Shel olam harba rashim hei mitzad echad shel hakesher. There are always 4 independent strings on one side of the knot. V'harba rashim mitzad ha'acher. And the other 4 strings that are the other halves of those strings are coming out of the other side of the knot. So if you're careful about that, im nifsaku shnei rashim mitzad echad, so then if on one side of the knots where you have 4 strings, if 2 of those get cut, it will be kosher. Devadai shnei chutim heim. Because then for sure it's 2 separate strings, and you'll have kedei aniva from the opposite side of that string, of each string on the other side of the knot. V'harei nishtayir mikol echad harosh hasheni shu yoseh mikdei aniva. You'll always have the full string on the other side of the knot that has a kedei aniva. That's where we're going to stop for today in the Mechaber, but there's a lot to see in the Mishnah Berurah. So let me just summarize what we just said. Basically what we said is we know on each quarter we have 8 strings, and the halacha is that if a string gets cut, as long as it has a kedei aniva, it will be okay. The Mechaber defines a kedei aniva that enough on the cut string that it has enough there to make a bow around all the cut strings. That would be a kedei aniva, and that would be okay. But we know that each string really is folded into 2, and therefore you have more room to work. So if 1 of the 8 strings is cut off all the way, it's certainly fine, because you have the other side of that string for sure intact. The problem becomes when you have 2 strings cut, so if you have no idea what's what in your tzitzis, and 2 strings are cut less than a kedei aniva, so then you have a problem. But if you do, like the Mechaber says, is the minhag, is to make signs on the tzitzis, so you know for sure that you always have the same 4 on one side, and the other 4 on the other side, and the 4 that are together on one side are 4 different strings, and the 4 that are together on the other side are 4 different strings, so then if you have 2 strings that are cut on one side of the knot, it's for sure fine, because they are for sure from different strings, and they both have the kedei aniva in the string that is attached to them on the opposite side of the knot. That is what the Mechaber says. We'll see, Emir Tzashem, on Sunday, the Mechaber continues and brings a more machmir shita, which is the Rabbeinu Tam. But for now, let's go through this shita with the Mishnah Berurah. So we'll start on the bottom of page Chaf Gimel, in Sivkotan Aleph. So again, we said in the Mechaber, if all the strings get cut from a corner, and you're left over with kedei aniva of all the strings together that are cut, it is kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah Pirush, Bekol Echad Menachut HaNishar Lasos Aniva. Each one of the strings that is cut is left over with a Kedei Aniva. Shekorin Shleif. L'kol ha'chutin ha'psukim biyachad. That there's enough on each cut string to make an aniva, a bow, around all the other cut strings. Then it's okay. V'im lo nifseku kulon. If all the strings are not cut, says the Mechaber, dai im nishar lasos aniva al ha'psukim bilvad v'lo al kol ha'chutim. So you only need to go around all the strings if all the strings are cut. But if only three strings are cut, you'd only need kedei aniva to go around the three strings that are cut. Only to go around all the strings that are cut, you require that size of kedei aniva. And again, the Be'er Halacha goes through in a little bit more detail what the kedei aniva is, and it comes out that you for sure could be lenient if you have two gudolin left in any one string. That would be considered kedei aniva. Says the Mechaber Viter in Sif Beis, Sif Katan Beis. So the Mechaber said, as long as you have kedei aniva of all the chutin that are psukim, it will be kosher. V'im hitir es ha-tzitzis. Now if you untied your tzitzis, aser litna b'talas acher, it would be forbidden to put them in another talus, to have a kila chatchila, because it would be like lechatchila. And we learned that when you initially place the tzitzis in, they have to be the length, after you make all the gedil and everything that you're going to do, it has to be 12 gudolin. So even though it's true that if it gets cut while it's there, it's okay. But if you then undo it and redo it on another garment, then it's initially putting on tzitzis. Then we don't have this heter of the two gudalim. You need to have new strings that are the proper length. V'afilu lo nifsak rak chud echad v'ein ba'arko yud beis gudalim. Even if only one string is cut and it doesn't have the length of 12 gudalim, after all the ksharim and chuyos are done, that will be a problem. He points out in note number 2 that even though the Mishnah Berurah says if you take it from one garment to another garment, it's a problem. In note number 2, he points out the same thing would be true if you untie it and want to retie it on the same garment. The same problem would be is if you untie these tzitzis on this garment and you want to redo it, even if you only undo it to check the strings, to see if they're really cut from the same string or not, so the Shalosh and Shuvah's Zecher Eliyahu writes that it's clear from the Magen Avram, you can't put them back on even that same garment. So once they're undone, they can't be redone with this leniency of the remnants of the tzitzis. You'd have to have the proper size as if you're making a new fresh pair of tzitzis. Continuing the Mishnah Berurah on the next page, page 46, we are now in Sifkatan Gimel. Sifkatan Gimel was going on that which the Mechaber said that even if it's only one string that's cut and it doesn't have kedei aniva, it's going to be pasul. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rotzalomer means to say she b'shnei roshav lo nishtayer kedei aniva. It has to be that on both sides of that one string, it doesn't have a kedei aniva. Then it's pasul af sheshar achutim hayu shleimen. Then even if you have 6 complete strings out of the 8, but 2 which come from the same string are cut and you don't have kedei aniva on either side, the tzitzis are pasul. The question that everyone's probably thinking, what if you have a kedei aniva when you combine the two halves of the string together? In other words, there are 8 strings, 6 are perfectly intact, 2 are cut and they're from the same string, and each one has half of a kedei aniva. So if you put it together, you have a kedei aniva, but each independent string, as you see it, is not a kedei aniva. So the Mishnah Berurah says on that in the third line on 46, Yesh lehistapik im mahani, it is a suffix if that will work. If you jump right away to note number 3, the Chazanish says it does not work no matter what. HaChazanish kasav, shedover temahu letzarif eshnei roshei achud l'shir. It's a pella to think that you can combine the two ends of the string to get the proper shir. Sherei kol onav tzarech shir gadum l'atzmo. Each strand that's sticking out from the knots has to have the shir itself. V'ein l'shnei roshei achud keshe zeim zeh. Pardon the pun, says the Chazon Ish, but there is no kesher between the two sides of the same string. You can't even factor this in as a kula, as we'll see as the Mishnah Berurah factors it in, even though he comes out to be machmir, he does use it in a case the possibly of a sfake sveika to say it would be okay. So the Chazon Ish says it's no good for sure, and the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have the two halves of kedei aniva between the same string on the two sides, yesh l'istapik imahani, umash, back to the Mishnah Berurah in the third line, umash mi el yirabba, v'chein mi derech achayim di yesh l'achmir badavar. They come out that one should be machmir not to use the two halves and view them as if they're together. V'afilu im yesh safik im hashnei roshin hei mishnei chutin o mi echad. Let's say you have it coming out of two strings. You have a half of a kedei aniva on this string, half of a kedei aniva on that string, and they might be from two separate strings. They might not be from the same string. So there you have another tzad, another sniff to be lenient. So even so, v'imkein yeshkan sveik sveika. On the one hand, shem hei mishtechutin. Maybe they're from two separate strings, and you're for sure fine. V'shem mitzarfin, and maybe they're from the same string. But then you have the tzad that maybe we could join them together and view them as a kedei aniva. Afilu achi yesh lahachmer. Even so, even with this sveik sveika, one should be machmir, says the Mishabura, mishum de tzitzis mitzuyen hein. Even though normally we are lenient by a case of a sveik sveika, but since it's easy to find kasher tzitzis, one should not rely on the sveik sveika in this case. However, he does end off the Mishabura and says, the ha'artzos achayim mekil b'kigonze, the artzos achayim is lenient in the case of the sveik sveika, v'nire, and says the Chafetz Chaim, dim yesh be'echad me'aroshin kidei lanov chut echad v'vada yesh lismoch alav. If you have at the end of one of the strings enough that can wrap around one string, because that's one of the shitas in the Rishonim, so then for sure you can rely lakula that it's okay. So in other words, if you have only a combination between the two to make a kedei aniva, and you have the possibility that it's two separate strings, that you shouldn't rely on. But you add the third thing on, that you also have in one of them enough to go around one string, so then you already have a third possibility of it being okay, and there the Mishabura says that you can rely on it and it would be okay. Says the Mishabura Vaiter Sif Katan Dalad. Again, we said in the Mechaber that if you had even one string that was cut on both sides of it and you don't have Kedei Aniva on either side, then it is going to be puzzle. Ayin Lekamon B'Sif Gimel. Look later, we'll see in Sif Gimel more details. We'll see that on Sunday, Mirtz Hashem. Ulekuli Alma Im Nifsak Chud Echad Me'ikaro. According to everyone, if a string is cut out from its source, Dehainu B'Makom Chiburu Bakanof, the place where it's attached to the garment. If the string is cut off, not we're discussing till now where it's cut off on the loose strands that are hanging down. But what if the string is cut off all the way on top where it wraps around the beged? Everyone agrees over there at the puzzle that it's not going to be good. The Kosova Taz and the Taz writes, Al Kain Roi Lochol Yerei Shamayim. Therefore it is appropriate for everyone who fears heaven, Shigayin Bishas Bidika, that when a person is checking his tzitzis before he puts it on, or his talis before he puts it on, that he should check Gam Bitchilas Motzom Shel Tzitzis. The source of the tzitzis closest to the beged, he should check that to make sure it's not ripped. Dehainu b'mekom chiburu bakonof, the place where it's attached to the corner, im yesham kera, to make sure there is no cut over there. If you look at note number 4, he writes, umi shalovesh kama talisos, the person who's wearing various pairs of tzitzis, the Bir Halacha wrote earlier, she'efsher she'yesh lahakel, it could be you could be lenient, shalivdok b'mekom hanekev, ela es atala shemavarech alav, it could be you could be lenient, just to check the one that you're making the bracha on. V'chein misha mevarech ala talas gadol she'enu tzarech livdok b'talas katon elas achutim atzman. And so too, a person who's going to be making the bracha on the talas gadol would not have to check all the way up there for the talas katon. The sayim shan the berlocha ended off over there saying she'b'chol ofen nochon la'ayeng tzas leprakim ap emokom motza achutim. That lemaisa, it's still good to check once in a while the place of the source of the strings. Ki regilusi shemiskalkulos hatzitzios sham, because it is common that the tzitzis could get messed up and could get cut all the way up by the garment. Ubeprat osam hanoshim hayeshenim metalas katan. Specifically, people who sleep in their tzitzis, so specifically there could be a problem and it could come to get cut. And therefore, even though really meikra, then you only have to check the top if you're yirei shemayim on the talas gadol or the garment you're making the bracha on. But it would be appropriate at sporadic times to also check the other garments. Of course. Yes. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sef Katan Hey, Shnei Roshim. So this is going on that which the Mechaber said, that therefore, since every string is cut into two, if two strings are cut off and you don't know what's what, you have to assume it is puzzle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'lo Nishtayer Bishum Echon Me'en Kedei Aniva. This is assuming that out of the two cut strings, you don't have by either one a Kedei Aniva. Avalim Be'echon Me'en Yesh Kedei Aniva Kosher. But again, like we said before, if one of the two strings has Kedei Aniva, that would be enough and it would be kosher. And we said in the Mechaber, the reason why it's puzzle is because maybe the two strands that are cut and each one does not have Kedei Aniva, maybe their source is really the same string. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Vav, Shema nifsak. Rotzalomar means to say, af im shnei hanifsakim mitzad echad. Even if the two strings that are cut up from one side of the knot, mikom makom pen shnei amei michod echad. Still, we have to be concerned that maybe the two strings on the same side of the knot really have their source in the same string. Kevan shelo diktek be'eitz ho'asiya. Since one was not careful when he put the tzitzis together to make sure that they stayed in the proper place, so even if the two are on the same side and they both are cut and they don't have kedei aniven, either one, it's going to be puzzle. But look at note number 5. Ubetama dover. Here's a very interesting note. Ubetama dover, and I have a kash on this note. Ubetama dover she'en litlo she'achut she'nisak b'tzad ha'echad she'ach l'rov ha'chutim she'b'tzad ha'acher she'lo nifsaku. Ve'eno hem she'echo she'achut she'nisak b'tzad ha'hu. Why don't we say, go bus a rove? Since there's a rove that says that the other half of this string that's ripped is on the other side of the knot. Because there's 4 strings over there, and there's less strings over here, so the rove would say that it's over there. So why don't we go bust a rove and assume that the other half of this string that's cut less than the aniva is on the other side? So Rav Yashiv explains, Shekevan she'efshar lahatir es atzitzis ulevarer. Says Rav Yashiv, since you could undo it and check, you could check what the source is of each string, ein hochim bazach harov. My kasha on this Rav Yashiv is what we just mentioned earlier on the last note on the page before, note number 2. We said that once you undo the tzitzis, according to at least that sefer that was quoted, number 2, even if you undo the tzitzis on this beged, you can't redo them. You can't rely on more than a kedei aniva. And therefore, how could Rav Yashiv say the reason why we can't go bust a rove, that the rove chances that the other half of this string is on the other side and it's whole, is because it's efshel levarer, it's not efshel levarer. Because if you're mevarer, it means you're taking it apart. Once you take it apart, you can't use it. You need to get new strings, because it's like doing it initially. So it's a lechora. I wouldn't say it's a stira, but it's two different, according to what the Zecher Elio brought in note number 2, where it's that it's muchaf namagen avram, that you can't even redo these strings on the same garment. So how could, according to that, Rav Yashiv could not say that it's not, we're not going to go bust a rope because of Eshel Avarer. It's not Eshel Avarer, because if you're Mavarer, you're pasul your tzitzis. You got to get new strings. Stam ha'ara on the ha'ara of Rav Yashiv. But moving weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, we're now up to Sivkaton Zayin. Sivkot and Zayin is going on that which the Mechaber said. Did everyone understand what I just pointed out?
Or he wasn't speaking about
if they had Rambam,
he was talking about checking it. In note number 2, he wrote, "V'gam mitirum amanas livdok es achutim hanifsokim hey mechudat mamish." This case, even if you take it apart, he said in note number 2, to take it apart to check to see if the two strands that are cut are from the same string. He says it's mucha from the Magen Avram that you can't retie them and use them again. So how does Rav Yashiv say you can't rely on the rove because Eshel Avarer? It's not Eshel Avarer. If you're Mavari, you're possibly a tzitzis. Okay. The next thing... No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying according to everyone. I'm just saying I wasn't ma'ayin all the svarim, but I'm saying what they bring down over here, note number 2, that the Sefer Shalom Shiva Zecher Eliyahu brings down that it's a mucha from the Magen Avram that way. So according to that, then Rav Yashiv's answer is not correct because you can't say it's Eshel Avarer because being Mavari, it passels it. Eshel Avarer means you could investigate, see if it's okay or not, but you can't, because just checking it alone passels it. So those don't work together. I'm not saying it's shver on Rav Yashiv, because could be others would argue and say on the same beged it's okay. Maybe it's a rye that Rav Yashiv holds it would be okay.
It should just say Eshel Avarer means that in the tzias it's possible to be Mavarer, even though you're not going to do it.
It's because it's not.
It just exists.
It's
in other words, it's not like something fell in the pot of Shalom or something.
Okay, yeah, okay.
It exists.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because they're saying it's theoretically Eshel Avarer, even though it would pass it, but just you're saying physically you couldn't Avarer, even though halachically it would ruin it. Maybe. We'll have to be eye in the halachas of Rov if that takes it out of, you know, going bust a Rov or not. You know, find other cases. That's an interesting thought that you're saying. Okay, let's go back to the Mechaber then said that according to our custom that we make markings on the 4 strings to make sure that we always have the same 4 independent strings on one side of the knots, and the opposite ends of those 4 strings on the other side, that will lead us to a kula, that if I have 2 cut strands on one side of the knot, all the way down to less than a kedei aniva, it will be kosher, because we'll know for a fact it comes from 2 separate strings. So here the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkaton Zayin, V'hu adin afilu kol ha'roshim nifsaku mitzad echad. So in this case where you know for sure that there are 4 independent strings on each side, meaning this side has 4 separate strings, and that side has 4 separate strings. So it's lav davke, if 2 strings get ripped on this side, that it's okay. Even if all 4 strings get cut less than the aniva on side A, it's okay. Because you know they all have a kedei aniva at least on the other side. So Mishabura starts off with that. There's a lot in this. This is a very busy Mishabura of Katan Zayin. He starts off and says, "Suadin afilu kala rosh and nisugu mitzad echad." Even if all the strands get cut off from one side of the knots, umei ha'arba roshim shemitzad asheni, and on the four strings that are on the other side of the knot, lo nishtayi b'chol echad rak kedei aniva. So you imagine the tzitzis. It's like your kids when they're riding their bicycles and they all get caught in the chain. You know, they come home and they have nothing left of their strings. But it's not in this case. You have one side of the four strings where there's nothing there, and the other four you have, you know, like 2 inches. And you say it can't possibly be kosher. Zakta mishabura gam ken kosher. That's also okay. If you know, again, that these four are the opposite sides of those four. So if one side is cut all the way down, the other side you have a kli aniva on each string, these tzitzis are kosher. Because according to this shita, we're saying it's not going to be puzzle unless there is one string that is missing on both sides. So both ends of the string are messed up. But if you know for sure one end of that string is okay, then the whole tzitzis is okay. Fine. Umasha kosav amachaber sharei yesh berosh hasheni yoser mikdei aniva. This lashon was brought the last words that we read on the next side. It said you're okay because you have left over from each string on the other side. Yoser mikdei aniva. What do you mean yoser mikdei aniva? More than mikdei aniva. Who said anything about more than mikdei aniva? We just said you need mikdei aniva. So on that, the Mishabura says that which the Mechaber says, and he quotes Shariyesh Barosh Hasheni yoser mikdei aniva is lav dafkahu. It's lav dafka. Just means mikdei aniva. You don't need more than mikdei aniva. And now the Mishabura says sheila. Now the Mishabura. It's a separate point. Now the Mishavura says, Sheela, I have a question. Now it gets interesting. So you have strings of tzitzis that got cut, and you go and you want to fix them. So you go and you tie a string to it to extend the string and make it longer. In Moil Mashinasu Shleimim Al Yedei Kshira. Does that help? Now, obviously, we don't have to get involved with when exactly you're doing this, and that's what the rest of the Mishavura is. But that's a Shaila. The string gets cut, less than a Kdei Aniva. So simple, I take the strand that just fell off, you know, that someone stepped on and ripped off, I tie it back on. Is that okay? Is that not okay? That's the Shaila that the Mishavura asks. Umaski ha'achronim d'dina hachi. The maskana of the achronim is as follows. Im mitchila kodem she'otsa hatzitzis me'achutim nifseku hachutim uksharon b'kesher kayama. If from the beginning, before you made the tzitzis out of these strings, before you did anything, the strings ripped, and then you tied on the ripped part with a kesher shel kayama, a really strong knot, v'achakach osa mehen tzitzis kosher. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with having a string that was tied together with another string to make it the proper size. So it's before you did anything, and one of the strings ripped, and you fix it by tying another one with the kesher shel kayama that it stays together. That's fine. The kshira have a chibur gomer, because this tying of this kesher shel kayama is a complete attachment, and it's viewed as one long string, even though it's a tying together of two strings. That's fine. That's assuming it happened before you started making your tzitzis. V'chein la'achar shenasa behechsher. And so too, after you made the tzitzis properly, dahainu im nifsak rosh echad li'achar atolas hatzitzis ba'beged, you made the tzitzis properly, did everything right, and now one of the strings ripped. Af im lo nishtayer bo kedei aniva, even if that one string that ripped is less than a kedei aniva, mahani l'kosho ata, it helps to tie it right now. So you made the tzitzis properly, one string rips off, fix it. It's fine, not a problem. Not only that, the af im yiposek achakach rosh hasheni miosal achut yia kosher. Kevan shebeisak shiro hayatzis is kosher. So follow what this Mishabura is saying over here. So again, before you started, if the string rips and you tie it together, perfect. You made the tzitzis. You have our tzitzis. One string rips off, one side less than a kedei aniva. Your tzitzis are still kosher. So therefore, of course you could retie the string. Zakta Mishabura, you could retie the string, make it look nicer. Even if the other end of that string, you know, you color-coded them at the end so you know exactly which string is which. So your purple string ripped, you tie it back on, and then a little while later, the other end of the purple string rips, less than a kedei aniva on that side, it's still kosher. Because there was never a point that you had less than kedei aniva on both sides. That's what he says. Now that's not so pashut. As you could probably guess, the Chazon Ish takes issue with that. If you glance over at note number 6, V'achazanish kasav shakol chut shenosav babegel la'acher hechshero. Any string that's added on after the tzitzis were already kosher, afal pisha b'shasho sifu ha'isa tzitzis shera. Even though, like in this case, when you added that new string on, it was kosher. Mikomokom harehu bechlal tasev eloman asui. That's considered being made afterwards. The im la'achar shekashru nifsak rosho hasheni shloso achut nifsala hatalas mikan ve'eloch ve'ein bekoach hachut hanosaf la'ashiro. The exact opposite of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah just told us, if one end of your purple string rips and the tzitzis are kosher because you still have the other side, tie it back on, it's fine. And now even if the other side rips off, you're still fine because it was never a time that it was possible. So the Chazon Ish, no. This string that you added on, it's very nice for now while the other side of the string is on, it looks nicer. But if the other string cuts off, and the only way you could possibly master this talus is by using the string that was added on after all the knots were made, that's a problem of Tassav Oman Asli, because it was made after the tzitzis were made. And even though at the time when you put it on it was kosher, now it becomes no good. That's what the Chazon Ish says. If a machlokas the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. But let's continue in the Mishnah Berurah. Forget the Chazon Ish for a moment. So the Mishnah Berurah said, again, before you put any tzitzis in, if it rips and you tie it together, perfect. If one string ripped after all the tzitzis were done, and you tied it back on, and then the other end of that string rips, it's fine. According to the Mishnah Berurah, Chazon Ish argues. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. What case will be a problem? So here he goes. Last skinny line. Avol, im niskatsu hachutim ba'ofen shenifsulu hatzitzis al yidei zeh. If the strings got shortened in the way that the tzitzis are puzzle. Kigon shenisaku shnei roshin v'lo nishtayru k'dei aniva. Your two purple tipped strings rip off, less than k'dei aniva, your tzitzis are puzzle. O shenisak hachud b'mekom hanekev. Or like we just mentioned before, that if your string ripped all the way by the garment, in which case your tzitzis are puzzle, lo mahani mashachazar achakach v'kosher. Then it won't help to tie it back together. Why? V'zeu b'chlal, tasev lo man asui b'psul. That's a classic case of tasev lo man asui. Your tzitzis are puzzle now. You can't be machshir by tying a string together. You have to make the tzitzis b'kashrus. And you're not making the b'kashrus now because they became puzzle. You have to redo the tzitzis. Just tying an extra string onto it is not going to help you. The kol shekein certainly im haya hachut kotzer mishiuru betchiloso b'shas asiya. Certainly, if you made the tzitzis with one of the tzitzis not being long enough, like we know that they all have to be more than yud beis gudalim, if you made the initial tzitzis with one string that wasn't the proper size, bevaday lo mahani mashachazer achakach uksharu leachar akricha v'akshira shelchuya rishona. Then for sure it will not help that which you go and attach it after you made the wrappings and the knots. Again, dezeo mamish tasev lo manasu. That's again classic tasev lo manasu because you put the strings in when they weren't good, so your tzitzis are not good. After you did everything, now you're making the tzitzis good. That doesn't work. That's for sure. Kol shekin, that's not going to be good. That's classic tasev lo manasu. Hillel v'simin yud aleph sif yud gimel le'inyan chatach roshei hachutin. Like we learned earlier in simin yud aleph sif yud gimel, in the case of when the tips of the strings were cut off. Now let's just look at a couple of bir halachas here. We have a couple more minutes. Look at the first bir halacha we're not going to do inside, but that discusses the length that we said. You could certainly be lenient. If you look at the last line, he writes, Imkein l'chora bevaday ein l'hachmir yosem mishnei gudolim b'chol gavni. You don't think of machmir if you have... And on page 46, the end of the first Bir Halacha, that's where he says that you don't have to be machmir as long as you have two gudolin, which is about 4 centimeters, you can rely on the fact that it is okay. In the next Bir Maskil, Afilu Bukhur Echad, this is going on the first case, that even if one string is cut off, less than K'den Iva, both sides can be puzzle. Hu adinim nifsak atzitzis b'mekom ha'gedil ben aksharim. Says the Bir Halacha, the same thing would apply if a string gets cut, like by the wrappings. Right, we discussed all about the garment that it's no good. We discussed by the loose strands what halacha is. So the Bir Halacha says over here, if it gets cut by the in the middle of the ksharim, im chud echad kasher v'im shnei chutin pasul. The same thing. If it's only one string, it will be kasher. If it's two, it will be pasul. So it's not any more machmir than the strings on the bottom. It's not as machmir as the strings that are all the way by the garment, where even one cut will knock it out totally. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll finish this the siman in Mitzvah Shem on Sunday.